2 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to read just the first five verses, and then just keep your Bible handy, because we're going to be in Thessalonians and Ephesians and Colossians and just all over the Word of God. So please, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Let's begin with prayer. Tim, would you open with prayer, please, for us today? Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. It seems strange to maybe start in such a place as this in 2 Timothy chapter 3, but I'm afraid that we live today in a very an unthankful time, in a very unthankful land, with a very unthankful people. And we as believers, we need to see that we do not become part of that, because we have so much to be thankful for. And so today we're going to be going through just several things, and to help us as believers to be thankful, to praise our Lord, and to be able to do that in season or out of season. In other words, any time, no matter what is going on in our lives. But in 2 Timothy here, why we have this perilous times, and that perilous times is a time of difficulty, a time of danger, and that is the time that we are literally in today. We are in this time. We are in the last days. And so as we look at this verse of Scripture, in the year 66 is when it's recorded that Paul has written this letter to Timothy. And so we are almost 2,000 years later. And so now we can say clearly, without a question, that we are in the last days. And so be prepared for these days. These days are difficult. These days are of danger. Yet we are to praise our Lord. You will agree, I'm sure, that today most folks are lovers of themselves. They want what they want. They want to do what they want to do, and they care nothing for the Lord Jesus Christ, for His church, or for anyone else. They are so very much self-centered. And it says that's in verse 2 and then in verse 4, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Oh my, today the only industry that seems to be growing is the industry of pleasure. And that's what the world is expanded upon, and all the things of the day. So both of those, lovers of their own selves and lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, and very, very evident of that today. Now, believers, as believers, we should be thankful. And as believers, we should be giving of praise unto our God always. And so, again, I hope that you have your Bible ready, because we're going to go now to 1 Thessalonians. And we have, as you will learn in learning the books of the Bible, there are five T's: 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. And so if you still had it open to 2 Timothy, 1 Thessalonians is not far. We're going to the fifth chapter, and we're going to go to verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. The Word of God tells us, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. Now that's mighty difficult. In everything give thanks to our God. Good days, bad days. Things are just not going a bit right. Praise your God. We have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. And we're just going to be talking about a few of those things. And please, while I'm going through this short study of thankfulness on this Thanksgiving week, it is something that you'll find, as we'll cover those verses of Scripture, that it's not something that we just need to do on this time of the year. We need to do it every day, morning and night, 7 days a week, all of our life. And on to life eternal, we will be praising and honoring our God. So let's learn how to do it. And so, you know, a lot of times people will come and they don't know for sure what God's will is. And here in this section of Scripture, it gives us a summary of the will of God. If you want to know the will of God, now, there are many things in your life that you'll say that doesn't cover with these three things that are listed here in this portion of Scripture. But they are sweet, sweet things, and I want you to see them. And I'll tell you what, if you do these three things, you will know the will of God for your life. The first is the 16th verse, if you'll back up. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. That's the first thing we need to do. To rejoice is to be glad, to be happy. Rejoice always. Rejoice evermore. And Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, the Scripture says. And so rejoice evermore in verse 16. Verse 17 is the second item, and that's pray without ceasing. So when you're rejoicing, and then when you're visiting and fellowshipping with the Lord and praying all the time and having a wonderful time of fellowship with Him, don't you think that you'll know His will? So, to begin with, rejoice evermore. Number two, pray without ceasing. And of course, as we just read in verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. So, rejoice, pray, and give thanks. And if you'll find yourself doing that each and every day, your day will go just a whole lot smoother. Will you have trouble? Most certainly. But your God will be there to pick you up and to guide you and to lead you through if you'll do those three things throughout the day, every day. Rejoice, pray, and give thanks. In everything, give thanks. In everything. This is believers. Now, lost people can't do this. You know, if you don't know Jesus, if you haven't come to the cross of Calvary and never have trusted in the Lord Jesus, you have no hope. You have nothing to be thankful for. You have nothing to praise, nothing to honor. And on the other hand, as believers, we have everything. We have every reason to give thanks. And to rejoice and to praise our God. No matter what is going on in your life, you have every reason to praise. Now, where, as a believer, where should these praises, where should these thanks be directed? Should they be directed to each other? The Scripture tells us in Ephesians 5:20, if we'll turn there. We're going to stay right here, and much of Paul's, we'll be back in Psalms some. But go to Ephesians, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Where should our thanks be directed? They should always be directed unto our God. And we can go to God the Father because of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. As believers in Jesus Christ, we have that right, we have that opportunity to go right to God the Father. What a praise that should be. What a thankful heart that should give us, that we have the opportunity as a believer in Jesus Christ to go right to God the Father and fellowship with Him and praise Him and give Him our requests and show Him our needs and wait for Him to speak and to deliver us with all we have. We have so much to be thankful for. Believers, how often should we be giving of thanks? We should give thanks always. Always. This is something that's difficult, my friend, to be able to be thankful and to be joyful always. Maybe you're laying sick in a hospital bed. Maybe you're standing along the side of someone, a friend or a family member that is dying. Maybe in today's economy, you have just found that all of your savings is gone. Maybe your job's gone. And the question would come, what do I have to be thankful about? And how can I give thanks when all these things are troubling me? And all these things are worrying me, and all these things are going wrong. How can I give thanks? We are to give thanks always. And the way that we can give thanks always, if you look at Ephesians 5, 19, one verse up from the one we just read. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That's how you can get your heart to a place that no matter what's going on, there's going to be joy down that heart. And when there's joy in that heart, then you're going to feel like praising God. And you're going to feel like thanking God for all that He's done. Because you're going to realize, you're going to recognize, you're going to experience His power and His strength. And again, verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Is that something that voices out, comes through your lips? Maybe. If you're around me very much, well, you'll notice that often I'm either singing or whistling. Because I get a hymn stuck in my head and it just stays there. It stays there for days sometimes. And I've shared with most of you, but several years ago, and I'm always humming something, always singing something, always whistling something. And one day on the way to church, why, the three children in the back seat decided they were going to play a trick on Dad. So they started humming this worldly song. What do you think old Dad did? I straightened them children right up. No, I didn't. I started singing that song. You see, what goes in comes out. And they did it to prove a fact. They thought they'd get a kick out of that. They thought that'd be funny. Well, it made a point. And so we need to be so careful that how are we going to be able to thank our Lord always? We're going to have to put His word in. We're going to have to spend time with Him. We're going to get to spend time with Him, not have to. Have to seems like it's something that is just mandatory. But if you want His power and if you want His joy and you want His strength and you want able to lift out of your heart and through your lips the voices of thanksgiving and praise, no matter what the day has lent you, whatever is coming your way, well, you can do it, my friend, if you fill your life with hymns, with psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Fill yourself with those things. And you'll find that what you've put in is going to come back out. And you're going to praise your Lord. What a privilege that is. Turn with me on to Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, chapter 3. These are just areas of praise here. to give thanks always. And I want you to see this, and I want you to read this with me. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Now, we're back to something that we have to do. If we're going to have the ability, and if we're going to do it as our Lord desires, and as we surely should, we need, as verse 12 says, Colossians 3:12, put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. Put on kindness. Put on a form of humbleness of mind, of meekness, of long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness, or to be complete. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. What an opportunity we have. What a power we have within us. Again, this is a believer's, my friend. This isn't talking about the world. Don't expect the world to act this way. Don't expect the world to treat you right. But know that your God has shown you a wonderful, boundless mercies. And we have so much to be thankful for. And for us to come together as a family and sing praises, to come together as a family and hear the Word of God proclaimed, to have an opportunity to come on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night and Tuesday afternoon to open up the Word of God and to hear the Word of God read. What an opportunity we have. We live in a land that allows us to do that today. We hope that this land will continue to allow that. But we know as the times come, as these perilous times continue, that that time may come to an end. It may come to an end very soon. And so please, don't abuse or misuse the opportunity to come together as a family that we may thank and praise and honor God together. Put on, therefore, these bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. That's who we're to be. And you know, when we have that in our mind and set that in place, then words come from our lips. Down deep from our heart they come, and we're able to say, thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Lord, I need your will, I need your direction, and you tell me to rejoice, you tell me to praise always, and you tell me to thank you, and I will. And you're going to find, if you follow those steps, that you're going to experience the power of God, and you're going to have the wisdom of God, and you're going to have the will of God, and you're going to enjoy it and praise the Lord each and every day. And that's what a believer is supposed to do. A believer is to practice every day praising. We need to practice it. We need to do it. It needs to be in our life. How many days goes by that we have not thanked our God for one thing? How many days goes by that we have not opened His Word and spent some time with Him? How can that be as a believer? How can we get so preoccupied that we do not find time to spend with our God? Let's look at Psalms 92. Go back into the book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 92. The first two verses. Psalms 92, verses 1 and 2. We need to do it. We need to practice it. It needs to come from a thankful heart and come through our lips of praise that we love our God and praise our God for all that He gives us. and of course for salvation, and as we talk downstairs, for the opportunity of keeping us and giving us an eternal home. Psalms 92, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night." It's a good thing, the scripture says. It's a good thing. Romans chapter 14, verse 6, we're to give thanks at our meals when we sit down to eat. Is that something that we do? Every time that you sit down, do you thank Him for the food that's before you? Because you see, the more that we practice this, the more that it comes from our lips, the more it'll come. The more natural it'll be. Because we are doing that in all we do. And my friend, the scripture says in Psalms 92, it's a good thing. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, we are to do it all the time. "Whatsoever ye do in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." Always. Always. God has saved us. God keeps us. God gives us His wisdom. God gives us His power. God has given us again this church and this family. He has given us His word. We have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. Let's get in the mode of the means of being thankful. Let's don't be as the world, an unthankful people, a people that is always complaining and always discouraged. Let's praise our God. We need to get to the place as believers that we will always give thanks and always praise Him. We need to get to that place. Turn with me to Psalms 89, verse 1. Psalms 89, verse 1. "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations." Now, does that sound familiar? Please take your hymn books and stand with me, and we will sing this. I think we can do it without the instruments. 298. Please stand. "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord." Just remain standing. I have one more verse of scripture, and then we will sing the invitation. And I want to go to Revelation chapter 11. Because not only will a believer need to praise the Lord today and sing praises and take hymns like that and put it into our heart and into our mind, but also, my friend, we will praise Him through eternity. And as we look at Revelation chapter 11, and we're going to look at the 15th through the 17th verse, Revelation chapter 11, verse 17, verse 15 through 17. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was a great voice in the heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, "We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned." Now, as we look at that 15th through the 17th verse very quickly, this is coming to the close. This is coming to the end. And the 24 elders stand up and they praise God that it's coming to an end. And he is going to come and he is going to rule and he is going to reign. And the 24 elders are excited. Well, we're very close to that time, that he is going to come and rule and reign here for 1,000 years. So, my friend, let's get used to praising him. Let's get used to thanking him, and let's do it every day and every minute of every day. Let's close with prayer, and then we'll have the invitation. Thank you, Lord. Dear Father, we thank you today that we can come and open up your Bible, and we've just went through just a few verses of Scripture, looking at how we're to thank you and to praise you, who we're to praise, how we're to praise, how often we're to praise, and how it can get down into our hearts that we will do it often, that we will do it always. Please help us to do that. This world in all of its woes that it has today, it's so easy to become a complainer and look to all the negative things and all the things that are going wrong. And yes, there's many things around us that are ungodly and aren't right. And Father, that you're not pleased with. But we have so much to be thankful for that we should not let anything of this world turn our hearts away from you. That we can lift our voices to you and praise you and honor you. So let's do that today. And if you give us tomorrow, that words of thanksgiving, words of praise will come from our lips. And it'll come down, come up from our heart. What a wonderful time of the year the fall is. It's a time and we come together for Thanksgiving. But let us not just do it on this week of the year, but we do it each and every day of every year that you give us. Help us to look to you. Help us to sing these praises from our lips. Touch every heart, Father. Those that are here that do not know you as their Savior, they have no hope. They have nothing. They can own the wealth of the world, but to be lost, to be dead in their trespasses and sins, what an awful day. They can have the hope today, dear Lord, if they'll just call upon you and trust you. Then they can begin to give thanks. And for us that have been saved for many years, please don't ever let it happen that we stop giving you thanks. We stop praising you. Please, dear Lord, that we praise you with all of our breath. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.